6:04. If you were listening to Perth Live yesterday, you would have heard in our Word on the Street segment that Clive told us Etihad Airways would stop flying between Perth and Abu Dhabi, and we had that confirmed later by Chris Chamberlain from Australian Business Traveller, and it will take effect from October the 1st. This is a huge blow to Western Australian tourism that all of a sudden one of the major Middle East airlines will no longer be flying a daily service between Perth and Abu Dhabi, which opened up opportunities to obviously fly then on to Europe or around the world. What impact will this have on the local tourism industry, particularly at the moment, particularly at a time when we hear almost on a daily basis that one of the priorities of the state government is to bring more tourists to WA? The figures, as we know, for Australian tourism are on the increase, except here in Western Australia, where we don't see as many people wanting to come to holiday here in Perth, or perhaps business travellers and the like. So what impacts will the decision by Etihad to stop flying from Perth to the Middle East have on the local tourism market? 9221882 if you'd like to share your views this afternoon. Dr. Michael Baird is from the Curtin University School of Marketing and he joins me on the program. Dr. Baird, good afternoon.
Hi, Oliver. Thanks for having me.
All right. We did hear yesterday Etihad has made this decision. Does it just come down to the fact that they cannot fill the aeroplanes with enough passengers?
Yeah, it pretty much comes down to a business decision, and I'm sure this would have been one of their least profitable routes for the business. So they've posted huge losses recently in the past year, so something had to go, effectively.
Yeah, so Perth is going to be one of the routes it drops. I believe Manchester is another one of the routes that it drops. So what impact will this have on the WA tourism industry?
It will definitely have an impact, but I don't think the impact will be as significant as some people are forecasting. Now, obviously, it's going to have an effect on tourism operators, on hotels, etc., etc., but we're still fairly well covered with flights to the Middle East, with Emirates flying two flights a day and Qatar Airways flying one flight a day. And we've got to remember that the Middle East is more so a stopover destination as opposed to a tourism destination for Australians or vice versa.
And of course, we know it's been very, very well publicised that Qantas is now flying a direct service from Perth to London. So for any of those tourists who were flying to the Middle East and then heading on to Europe, there is also that option now on the table as well to fill the void.
Absolutely. And that's only going to grow with the new aeroplanes from Airbus and Boeing, Boeing more significantly. That is only going to increase in the future. I mean, it is an exciting time for air travel. And when you consider some of our biggest current tourism markets are in Europe, being Germany, the UK, obviously, and Italy, I think there's going to be big potential there, more so rather than having to stop via Asian or Middle Eastern destinations.
Do you think that this will impact the number of international visitors, though, wanting to come to Perth, wanting to come to Western Australia, particularly at a time, Dr. Baird, when we are obviously trying to encourage and entice more tourists to WA?
Yeah, that's the downside, and that will have an effect. If you consider tourists from Europe wanting to come to Australia, or Perth specifically, prices are probably going to increase because of the lack of a daily flight, hence it will play into Qatar Airways or Emirates Airways hands by being able to increase the price by having less seats available.
Yeah, and that's ultimately what will discourage tourists coming here, and it might also discourage Western Australians wanting to holiday overseas. I do know that there are a few deals around that are from around $1,200 or lower return to Europe. That's probably about as good as it gets.
Absolutely. And then another figure is that air flight prices have decreased about 30% in recent years due to the increasing competition and various other factors as well. So consumers get used to lower prices, which is good for consumers, but we may see a slight increase back to prices they used to be a few years ago.
What, if any, impact will this have on the state government's negotiations with other nations trying to bring direct flights to Perth? Of course, we have heard from the Tourism Minister, Paul Papalia, and from the Premier, Mark McGowan, that there is a lot of interest in trying to establish a direct flight between Perth and Japan, other direct flights between Perth and Chinese cities, and even a direct flight from Perth to India. Will this Dr. Baird's decision by Etihad Airways to not fly to Perth have any bearing on any of those discussions with those airlines, or is this a completely separate issue?
I would hope it would be completely separate. I mean, it could work either way. It could play into the hands of the ministers in the fact that we want more direct flights because flights with stopover destinations are not going to be as popular looking forward into the future. But it obviously could play negatively because the countries we're in negotiations with could say, oh, well, if Etihad are pulling out of flights to Perth, why should we bother? Because there may not be a future there for us.
Yeah, it's interesting times indeed. Dr. Michael Baird, appreciate your time on Perth Live today. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
He is from the School of Marketing at Curtin University. Just in response to Etihad's decision to stop flying between Perth and Abu Dhabi come October the 1st. 9221882. What currency do you give this move by Etihad Airways and its impact it may have on Western Australian tourism? As I say, it has become the buzzword of the Western Australian government and the previous government as well, that tourism was going to be the industry to fill some of that void that we no longer have with the mining industry. But recent figures have obviously shown that there are more tourists heading to other states and territories in Australia than to WA. And if we just rewind only a couple of weeks ago, the government said we need a big event. We need 2 years worth of planning to find a big event to entice tourists to WA. Well, can we wait? Can we sit on our hands at the moment and wait to try and come up with some event that brings more tourists here to Western Australia while we have hundreds and hundreds of new hotel rooms coming online, but nobody to come over and sleep in the bed, basically? What do we do? 9221882.